In Egypt, at least one Christian has been killed in clashes with police after hundreds of Christians demonstrated against the decision to halt construction of a church in the predominantly Muslim country. Authorities halted construction on the church after claiming the local Christian community has violated a building permit. Coptic Christians make up about 10% of Egypt's population of 80 million people and claims frequent discrimination. The international Catholic charity Aid to the Church in Need has been active in supporting efforts to build church structures in Egypt. Their media director, John Pontifex, told us Christians of all confessions face grave inequalities every day.
The situation in Egypt is far from easy for Christians and indeed other minorities. We know from the reports that we've received from bishops and priests and sisters and lay people in Egypt that there's a background of suspicion and indeed outright hostility towards Christians. The problem here is that you've got the Muslim Brotherhood. The Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt are obviously in a more extreme end of the Muslim community, but who are pushing for the more intolerant aspects of Muslim thinking to be put into force in public life. So inevitably, that's going to place a strain on the minority groups, in particular Christians. And it means that there's a whole background, a whole culture of uncertainty for Christians.
Aid to the Church in Need is involved in a Catholic church construction project, and things seem to be going fairly smoothly for you. Are you having difficulties, or are you concerned about difficulties of this kind?
Well, this is the whole issue of construction of new churches is a major issue for the church, not just the Catholic Church, or indeed the Coptic Orthodox Church, but all church communities, because according to the rule of law in Egypt, applications for church building have to be actually approved by the president himself. So Hosni Mubarak has to actually sign on the dotted line when such an application comes in. And there's another problem with this, in that according to the rules, it would seem that with new urban conurbations that are built, i.e. a new city or a new town, you're allocated one church per conurbation. So that's why the church that Aid to the Church in Need was helping with was passed and got through relatively easily. But there are time and again you have situations where the church has great difficulty in getting applications passed. And, you know, a lot of Christian communities have to operate underground as a result of that, with their buildings not actually formally approved of by the authorities. So this whole issue touches on the wider question of freedom of religious expression, because you can't have religious expression being free in a situation where church construction is so heavily constrained.